BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
One of many questions on today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast is, how much of a tip would you accept from Drake if you served him in a burger restaurant? The actual figure for a man of his wealth is actually disgusting. You'll hear it later on. Also, the Jerry Cinnamon chant becomes a group effort thanks to Chris.
Yeah, I thought we needed to ramp it up for this side of the week, and we really went for it today, didn't we, Scott?
Totally. Is there a current pop star that used to be a Radio 1 newsreader? Some Thursday confessions from Radio 1 listeners who think they might be a bad person. And I'm telling you, hands down, the best Where Do You Think They Were story ever. Have a listen to our listener, Billy, who has to hear all the details of where he was made from his oversharing mum, Serena.
Scott Mills.
One. Good afternoon. It's our last show of the week, and this is Scott Mills on Radio 1. You join me in a continuous caps lock situation on my computer, but I'm sorting it.
Well, you just press one button. You do know that, don't you?
No, it's not working, though. Everyone just thinks I'm shouting.
I'd love if you don't know that one.
I do know that, but it's not working. I'm stuck. I hope you're good this afternoon.
Scott Mills.
Oh, I'm not the only one having life issues today because of my continuous caps lock. Here's a person that's using a baguette as a spoon right now because forgot to pick up a fork for their Sainsbury's pasta pot.
Well, I had that situation yesterday, actually, where my little plastic fork broke.
Hmm.
And so I was left sort of scooping it all with my finger.
Obviously,
it's not good, that, is it?
Well, no, but I don't use plastic anymore, actually. But when I did, I've swallowed about... I've swallowed about 15 of those forks because, like, the little prongs just break off.
Yeah.
And you do end up swallowing one quite easily.
You say you're not using plastic. Are you...
The police will be on again.
No,
but I'm saying
you're not using plastic if you are.
Well, go and look at my metal fork that I brought in from home outside.
I think
there's
a lot
then.
Of that.
Go on.
People saying that they do stuff and they're not
It's right there in the airlock.
No, but what... It will tell everyone about the stockpiling of straws that you've been doing.
That didn't happen.
Did happen.
Yeah, but then they've all gone now. So it's fine. Anyway... Little Mix and Nicki Minaj coming up, as I said. Feel bad for you today. We all need to be nice to Chris today. It was so close last night.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Got it for you. Talk about the football then, yeah. Well, no, there's issues there that could be discussed, but I'm not going to.
Oh. But to lose in the last 2 minutes is pretty cruel.
Yeah, yeah.
Great comeback from Spurs, though.
Yeah?
I think, yeah.
Yeah, which of the two Spurs goals was your favourite?
I don't know.
See, so this is what I mean. You're starting the show on a bad note because you're clearly just out to try and wind me up.
No.
Yeah.
Is it someone called Son? Son? Son.
You do Son. Actually know a couple of the Tottenham players, to be fair. You're a big fan of Winks.
I don't remember that, but cool. Okay, this show's gone weird already. Where do you think they were at 1:40 this afternoon? It's another beautiful story of where you were made. That's right, one of you, our lovely Radio 1 listeners, where your parents made sweet, sweet love.
Scott Mills.
Really been enjoying listening to Radio 1 today. It's actually rather good, isn't it? Including yesterday's quiz with Greg James, with Richie. Kind of reminded me of all your mates and their nicknames. Do you still use their nicknames?
Yeah, although they're not so happy with me using their nicknames because they've all got jobs and stuff, you know?
Right.
I've basically been spoken to individually by pretty much all of them. So just sort of lay off the... Chinese Dave especially is not happy.
I knew it would be Dave.
But we knew that would come to a head at some point.
Yeah, we did. It was just the list of nicknames that Richie just reeled off as shout-outs to Greg.
Mossman, Captain Sensible, Toenails, Colgate, Chicken Legs, Horatio, Welbeck, Wingnut, James Granules, Andy Menendez, Ezekiel Leftis, iPad Rick.
Quite like to meet Toenails.
Scott Mills.
Okay, so it's almost time for Where Do You Think They Were? I know it's a tough ask this, but get in touch and your life will feel richer and better. I think I need to do a proper call to action here.
Absolutely.
Because I do ask for emails all the time and normally you lot are straight on it. But this, I understand it is awkward because you have to listen to your parents like telling you stuff you probably don't want to hear about where you were made and that. But we can't continue if people don't apply. So I'm going to go full here, okay? Full in. People of Great Britain. Britain, Great Britain. Your country needs you. Join your country's growing army of Radio 1 listeners who now know the story of where they were conceived. That's right, folks. You listen to the stories every Thursday at 1:40 p.m. and you laugh along, but you never volunteer your help. Don't just sit there. Do something. If we don't get more applicants, this feature cannot continue, and then we'll all be jolly sad. So you there, email now. Don't delay. Do not let your country down. It won't take long. You'll just need to speak to me, and so will one of your parents. Once the story's out there, you can tell your conception story to your children and your children's children and their children. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Come on, that's got to get a few emails, surely. Right, some people do this for an epic birthday shout-out. Some people do it just for the thrill. Hello, Billy.
Good afternoon. How's it going?
Good. Thank you so much for taking one for the team here. We do appreciate it.
Yeah, I wouldn't say for the thrill of knowing, if I'm honest.
No, but for our thrill. That's the wonderful thing about Billy. He's a team player, Scott.
Yeah.
That's all right, mate.
You know, the other thing is, Billy, now that you've done this once as well, you'll do this feature, and then in future you can just enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely. The worst thing is, when I first heard this feature, I kind of knew it was going to happen.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah. And here we are.
So isn't your birthday coming up? You just kind of want to know the details, and within a few minutes you will. We're speaking to your mum, Serena, today, right?
Yep, that's right, yep.
Do you know any details of where the deed was done?
I think I know a little bit about it, but like I say, it was a long time ago. So.
Right. Whereabouts do you live?
Oxfordshire.
Okay.
I like the idea, Scott. There's been whispers in the village about how he was conceived. Do you know what I mean? Stuff talked about in the pub.
Yeah. So is it like a small village in Oxfordshire?
Yeah, it's a very small village in Oxfordshire. It probably doesn't help things at all.
Well, I know. I mean, word can get round, can't it?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Okay, just a few more minutes to wait, Billy, and I'm going to connect to your mum, Serena, after this for all the details on where do you think they were.
Oh, God help us.
Scott Mills.
Okay, Billy, are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Okay.
Let's meet the mum.
Hello, Serena.
Afternoon. Hello, my little Billy sweetie.
He's gone full mum.
I can already tell this is going to be exceptional.
Oh, God.
Go on, then. Yeah.
All right, Serena, nice to meet you on the phone. Are you ready to give us all of the detail?
Oh, absolutely. I'll fill you in, boys. So, yeah, fire away.
Just before, Billy, I want to say that I will keep checking in on you to make sure you're okay, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
You might want to get some kind of sick bag or a bucket, maybe, or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm hitting play on the sexy music now. Okay, Serena, so where do we find ourselves?
25, 26 years back in time, 1993.
And what were you doing then? What did you do for a job?
For a job, I was a post lady delivering letters on the front line in Oxfordshire from Bicester Sorting Office. That's where I was based.
On the front line.
Were you a single post lady at this point?
Yes, I was.
You were using the job almost as speed dating, right? Because you were turning up at a lot of doors, you were meeting a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. I had a good look about, see what was available, see what cars were at the drive and whatever, thinking he'd do. And obviously, you've got all the inside information because you know if there's a Mrs. or a Mr. Patch. So, yeah,
that's
very
such
good.
A good point. Yeah. It's like uniform dating in reverse, isn't it, Scott? The uniforms are fancying you.
So, Serena, what did Billy's dad do?
He was a plumber.
Did you just fancy him round and about? How did you get to know him, or were you sort of peeking through his letterbox?
He actually installed the central heating system in my parents' house, and that's when I first sort of met him. And he was having an argument with my dad in the airing cupboard about what my dad wanted to do was totally wrong and this is the right way. And I thought, bloody hell, I thought, nobody argues with my dad. I thought, who are you?
Okay, so it was the argument with your father that really first attracted you to him.
Yes, yeah, it was, yeah.
All right, so back to what you did to impress Billy's dad, please.
Yeah, well, Valentine's Day was looming, if I remember rightly. So as I was a postwoman, I thought, well, I ought to send him a Valentine card. And I thought, well, it's just going to be another Valentine's card. Although I did notice he didn't have any. Well, I didn't deliver him any. So I thought I'd put a little poem in with it. So,
oh, this is great. Yeah. Hey, Billy, do you know about the poem?
No, I don't know any about this. No.
Would you like to hear the poem?
No, thank you.
Okay, well, I mean, Serena, you probably don't remember it, do you?
For some strange reason, I laid in bed last night and thought, do I remember this? And it all came back to me.
This is great news.
All right, this is possibly my favourite Where Do You Think They Were already. Serena, I'm going to let you compose yourself and then all of us, including Billy, will hear the poem next.
Scott Mills.
Sam in Newbury says, I am currently sat outside B&Q and I am not leaving the car until I hear this poor guy's misery. OK, Sam, I hear you. You're listening. It's entertaining. You're lolling along. Now it's time for you to take one for the team. Your country needs you, remember? Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I need your stories. Just you and one of your parents. It'll take a few minutes. Thank you. OK, right, let's get back to Billy. Billy, you having a great time or a horrendous time?
Yeah, it's pretty horrendous, isn't it?
That's fine. So, Serena was a post lady at the time. Billy's dad was a plumber. And to get his attention, she wrote him a Valentine's poem, which we're about to hear now.
Oh, this is going to be wonderful. Shall we have some poetic music for this, Scott?
I think so. Serena, does the poem have a title?
I was a postwoman, he was a plumber.
OK, take it away.
I'd like to be a spanner so you can hold me in your hands. I'd like to be a radiator so you can show me all the plans of where you're going to screw me, up the wall or on the floor, and where you're going to position me, in the bedroom or the hall.
Billy, are you okay?
No.
This is ridiculous.
I hope we have some good hard frosts and then I'll spring a leak. Then you can come and lag me, but I'll see you in 2 weeks. And just to keep you guessing, I'll give you one more clue. There's nothing royal about me when I send this card to you. There you go.
I mean, it's...
I must have walked an extra 10 miles missing deliveries with that going on in my head that morning.
That was...
But, yeah.
That was actually beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, I was quite proud of that.
Yeah,
Billy,
really
what do you make of that?
That was many things, but I wouldn't call it beautiful. God.
It's clever, like, wordplay. I'd like to be a spanner so you can hold me in your hands, radiator all the plans.
Come and lag me.
Yeah, it's really
good.
Yeah,
we don't need to go over it.
Oh, sorry. OK, so that was the poem. Obviously, it works because you and Billy's dad got together.
Yeah, I got him into bed,
OK, cool. Was this in a house then, yeah, your house?
Yeah, we had a rented cottage in the early days. And, it would have been in the bed of love upstairs in the top room that later became Billy's bedroom.
Oh, God.
That's so disrespectful.
he had our bedroom, the bedroom that he was conceived in.
The bed of love. Billy, the bed of love, where you rest your sweet head
in a damp cottage in the 90s.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, me and your dad got up for some things in that room.
All right. I think we need to stop.
I think I'm done. Are you, Billy, are you done?
Okay.
Yeah, like 10 minutes ago.
Right. Do you, you probably remember that bedroom quite well, no?
Well, yeah, obviously, yeah. For all the wrong reasons.
We had to redecorate and recarpet and everything. There was a few carpet worn patches on it when we vacated, so all had to be redone.
You've got to just put all these things right, haven't you?
You have.
Serena, did you and Billy's dad have a song?
Yeah.
What was it?
Whitney Houston. I Will Always Love You. Yeah.
Think about it, Billy. I wish you
love. No need for this. Oh God, I really used to like this song as well.
You won't anymore, will you?
No.
Whenever you hear this.
Right, listen. I've got to go because I've got to go. But thank you so much for being on today on Where Do You Think They Were?
Been a pleasure.
It's been amazing.
Payback to my wonderful son.
This is incredible.
You're amazing.
God.
Okay, I need your instant reactions, everybody. Maybe you're open mouthed right now. Maybe you're shocked. Maybe you stopped what you were doing at work. Maybe you're in surprise. Maybe you're tears of joy, laughter, had to pull the car over. Let me know everything on 81199.
Scott Mills.
Scott, I think we've had a sighting of Newsbeat. Couple of texts. Emma in London says, I'm sure Eminem just says Newsbeat halfway through that.
Where? Play me the bit.
A verse. I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public. See, it's right at the start of that.
Where?
I wanted the fame. So I went on Newsbeat or something like
that. I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek.
Newsbeat.
There it is. Radio 1. Okay, we need a full debrief on where do you think they were, because I'm not sure I'm okay still.
Well, I'm not really over it either.
Matt in Norwich, hello.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris.
Out of 10, what was today's where do you think they were?
12, mate. Easily. Yeah.
It was a good one. And your personal highlight, Matt?
It has to be the poem, Scott.
The poem was good. Lucy in Lancing. That's good. I like it when there's alliteration where the person's from with their name. Lucy in Lancing, hi.
Hi.
Okay, so where were you listening to the story today?
So I'm in my car. I just left Chichester Hospital and I had to stop just so I didn't lose signal on the radio. I had to listen to the whole story.
Yeah, okay. If you didn't hear this, there was a beautiful poem that Billy's mum, Serena, wrote to Billy's dad to try and woo him. She was a male lady and he was a plumber. What was your favourite bit, Lucy, of the poem, do you think?
Oh, definitely the royal bit. Like when she said, oh, I may not be royal. I was thinking, well, she may not be royal, but she definitely got her mail that day, didn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah, I like it was all mail related and plumbing related. Let's relive some of that.
I hope we have some good hard profs and then I'll spring a leak. Then you can come and lag me, but I'll see you in 2 weeks. And just to keep you guessing, I'll give you one more clue. There's nothing royal about me when I send this card to you.
Mum goals. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Don't forget, your country needs you for Where Do You Think They Were?
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Harry.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good. Chris, let me fill you in. Harry is 23. He's from Doncaster and he will be your favourite because he went to see The Streets in Sheffield on Tuesday.
Oh, nice. How was it?
It was a nightmare. It was, from what I've seen of it, it was a great gig. But I lost my glasses halfway through.
Oh,
so
no.
That happens.
Who knocked your glasses off?
I have no idea of a start. Like, we started, he was about 10 songs in, a mosh pit appeared, got to the front of the mosh pit. Everyone all went together. Next thing I know, I couldn't see.
Yeah, that's the thing.
There's no point hanging about. They're gone. They are lost.
They are gone forever. You're never going to find them. Have you replaced them since?
Well, I had some spares, luckily, but I had to get the train home from Sheffield, like, not being able to see, blind, completely blind, and drunk and everything. So it was awful.
You should do what one of my friends does, and he's only got one pair of prescription glasses, so if he loses them, whatever the weather, even a day like today, he will wear his sunglasses, which are the only other ones that are prescription. And I'll
be
like,
this is it. My sunglasses are prescription, and the spares don't fit very well. So all day today, I've been in my sunglasses.
You see, it happens a lot.
I think embrace it.
People are like, why are you wearing sunglasses? It's January.
No, I say,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's foggy as hell, and like I'm just driving down in my sunglasses. So.
Okay, here's what I've got for you today. Harry, see if you like my banger's choice. Everyone's favourite Romanian pop group. It's peak me, this. It's Ozone with Dragos de Dinte. Dinte. Tinde.
Salut.
You forget the verse bit on this, don't you?
Hello. Salut.
Quite European.
Yes. Eurovision season is happening, Chris.
Oh, is this sort of getting you in the mood? Yeah. Is this sort of stuff, isn't it? Okay, Harry, you could have that, or this is going to be the last time I'm going to do this. You could have this.
Oh, come on!
I'm not going to beg it today. This is The Streets and Kano, Night Night.
Okay.
And this is the last chance that it's going to have to be on bangers.
I would like to raise an inquiry here. So we just happened to get a 23-year-old from Doncaster on. He went to a Streets gig on Tuesday, and then you slipped this one back in again after saying that you're never going to put it in again yesterday.
It is a coincidence.
It's a little bit biased, isn't it?
It is a coincidence. It's almost coincidence. Like it's a fix.
It's a coincidence. I'm going to The Streets on Saturday, and I just really want to hear this before so that I can look forward to The Streets.
Yeah, it is a good shout there, Chris.
Right. Mm. When did you call up for Bangers, Harry? Was it a while back, maybe yesterday, and then they saved your number? Or?
To be fair, I've called a couple of times. I've rang pretty much every day. but today was the day that I've managed to get through. And,
funny that.
Yeah.
Sure. So,
yeah.
Genuine. Okay, cool. What are you going to have then?
I
already know.
I think it might have to be Chris.
Oh, I was going to start.
Here we go, guys. No, don't. No, don't be that
guy. Go on, then, Scott. You've won me over.
Is it me? Okay, Scott. Thanks.
No, he said he didn't say you first.
I can't do that.
Didn't
to you.
Say. Well,
I can't do that. To
that's
me.
Outrageous.
I'll play this.
Seriously, man. Like, you know when you got a good girl, or you know when she means something to you when you've got, like, a name.
One. Did you know that Megan from Love Island once got egged on a date? Neither did we, until she told us on the Worst Dates podcast.
They threw eggs at the car, and one hit me in the face.
On the date?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Luke Franks.
And I'm Arielle Free.
And we're lifting the lid on dating in 2019.
I've snuck a full Chinese into cinema. I'm not even joking.
Why don't you go and put in your mum's high heels?
Does your mum know about that?
She does now.
Each week, we'll be joined by two celebs who will reveal their worst dating disasters. We'll also hear from you guys. Horrendous dating stories, DM disasters, and answer those dating dilemmas.
I just don't like the whole, like, chewing with your mouth I've been talking to me. All I can do is stare at their mouth.
The Worst Dates podcast.
Download it now on BBC Sounds.
And then leave them right. They never take my advice. Oh, no. You know I like you. Here we go. Here we go again.
Someone says I really like Bangers because it gives me more democracy.
Oh, that was so good to hear that. Even on a personal level, it's just wicked hearing songs that you love on Radio 1, isn't it?
Happy to do that for you. And that caller was genuine, by the way. I know a lot of people are like, oh, fix. And I did say that. But no, he did call up today. And that was The Streets in Kano on BBC Radio 1.
There was no collusion.
Absolutely none.
Well, there was a bit. But...
Hey guys, it's Cinnamon Time, one of Scotland's new faves.
I love this guy so much. Now you love this guy so much as well, Scott. In fact, loads of people seem to be discovering this guy now, listening to his music.
I really like the music, but I'm also really enjoying like the swell of hype.
Oh mate, the gigs are so rowdy.
This is from an actual Jerry Cinnamon gig in Scotland. Listen to the chant. I love it. We're about to play it again.
What I thought we could do for this one, Scott, is do a sort of rent-a-crowd situation. So I've got some of the guys from the Radio 1 office.
Hi, crowd.
Hello.
Yay!
And,
okay.
I want everyone to do the chant. Everyone listening to this right now, are we ready?
You start.
Na 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 na. Jerry Cinnamon, Cinnamon, Jerry Cinnamon.
Now you guys.
Na 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 na.
Jerry Cinnamon, Cinnamon, Jerry Cinnamon.
Yes. Yes. Let's play the track.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1, that is Jerry Cinnamon. Jim says, are you going to be playing any more Jerry tracks? Well, yeah, we will probably, because that's the current single there.
That's such a good song. Everyone loves She's a Belter as well. Hugh Stevens has just passed by, coming in. He was doing the chant, Jerry Cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
He was the one that took me to see Jerry Cinnamon the first time.
Oh, yeah, you and Hugh went together, right?
Yeah.
You belt us for playing Jerry. It's just one of the texts that's come in. We've got hundreds of them.
Scott Mills.
When you let your heart fall, when it starts to hurt, oh, that's when you get a little colder.
Ben, thank you for your text. It's a great one. Wasn't Nina Nesbitt a former Radio 1 newsreader? She does have a very Radio 1 newsreader name, right?
Newsbeat.
It's 2:30. Here's Nina Nesbitt. That was Colder. She's on with Matt and Molly Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Maybe we did have a Nesbitt at some point.
Listen, Nina Nesbitt never read the news here.
No, I'm not saying it was her, but it could have been someone with the same name. And it does sound right, doesn't it? There's not any news now, by the way. Don't need to panic, Newsbeat. And here's the news with Nina Nesbitt. What? It just sounds right, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Within the next 10 minutes on Radio 1, we touched on this earlier in the week. Am I a bad person? Real-life Radio 1 listeners admit to stuff that maybe they now think is not okay.
Scott Mills.
Sometimes you do something and in hindsight you think, am I a bad person? Is that actually okay? Here is our listeners' chance to share. Maria.
Hi. So I'm a bad person. I want to confess something to you. I have been a vegetarian for years and I've been vegan now for about 5 years. But after a night out, I want nothing more than chicken nuggets.
Well, that's going to happen, isn't it?
Even before, when I was a meat eater, I would never go near chicken nuggets. I grew up without the McDonald's. It's something I never tried before.
Now, here's the thing. How long have you been vegetarian, vegan?
About 12 years altogether.
Wow. OK, and did you used to like chicken?
Chicken, yes, but chicken nuggets, not so much.
So are you vegan or are you vegetarian now?
To the rest of the world, I am vegan, but I think in my heart, I am maybe plant-based, so it's a little bit less restrictive.
Plant-based, OK. All right, and be honest with me, when was the last time you had chicken nuggets?
About a month ago.
You love it. You love a nugget.
How does it feel talking about this on radio?
I feel like a weight has been lifting on my shoulders. I'm not a hardcore hippie herbivore. I'm just like a casual vegan. So
you're obviously not. You eat chicken nuggets.
Exactly. It's a secret.
Love it. Okay. Well, it's your secret that you're sharing with us.
Hello, Radio 1. Who's that?
Hello, it's Kieran, and I'm a bad person because I put the clocks back at work sometimes, so my guys end up staying longer without knowing.
And that works, does it?
Believe it or not, it works. I mean, don't get me wrong, last time I did it was Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve, sorry.
Right, as I say.
I'm not that bad. Yeah. Christmas Eve. And yeah, so I mean, the guys only look at their phones at lunchtime because we've got no real signal where we are. So no one's going to call their phone. They look at their phones at lunch and then maybe sort of 2-3 o'clock, just pop it back half hour.
Half an hour?
put it back when they leave so that they don't realise, and then maybe give it a week. Do it the next week again.
Baron, you don't have to have signal on your phone to be able to see the time.
No, that's true. But I mean, they've got no reason to look at their phone.
Understand.
Oh, you've got it all thought out.
The older generation, they're not sitting there like us, checking your feed and going on Twitter.
Right, yeah.
They look at their phone if it rings.
Yeah.
And that's it.
It's like my mum who sometimes switches her phone off.
Does she?
Yeah.
Who does that nowadays?
What's the point of having a phone?
Mums.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
no one switches off a phone.
Yeah. So do you think you're a bad person for this?
I'd say, it's not a great thing to be doing. Yeah. But I treat them well. They okay. get paid well. I give them treats. I come in with biscuits and stuff. So what's half an hour?
Do you know what it's like? It's like in a football match. It's 90 minutes long, right? But there's always injury time at the end of it. That's what you're doing there.
Yeah, all of the time they build up doing their things that they shouldn't be doing while they're working. I'm just taking it back.
Yeah, but you are
so
making...
Morally, it's probably incorrect.
But... You are making the old boys do overtime, though.
Yeah, well, they're used to it.
Well, yeah, obviously, because they don't know. This reminds me of a time, and I don't know whether you lot still do it, because you're all in it together, where the production team tell me that there's going to be something happen at 11, and it's actually 11:30, but to get me here for 11:30, you lot will tell me 11.
Well, yeah, obviously, yeah, because Scott Mills' time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that still happens.
Yeah. Oh, does it? Okay, cool. Good to know.
All right. Well, how do you feel sharing this on Radio 1?
I've been a bad boy, Scott.
I know what you're thinking. Why are all these bad people mice? It's a good point. We've changed their voice.
Scott Mills.
Question from Leon in Ipswich. The guy changing the clocks. Is that real? Right, because as soon as his staff finish work, they're going to look at the time and realise it's half an hour later than it should be, surely.
Yeah, we can only go by what people say, though, can't we?
Of course. The bad people are on Thursday afternoon on Radio 1. And there's more than I thought. Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Mark. I'm a bad person because in second year of university, I lived with a nightmare housemate where she wouldn't tidy up after herself after all of us repeatedly asking her. So we decided to get passive-aggressive. And one of the things we decided to do was basically put normal milk into her lactose-free milk because she claimed that she was lactose intolerant, but it was never confirmed. So bad. We try to do that as a bit of payback. Yeah.
That's not okay.
No. It didn't backfire or anything like that. There was no comments after, so we don't think she was actually lactose intolerant. She didn't complain about any stomach upsets or anything like that.
I don't think this is okay.
No, not okay.
You've taken our lovely light-hearted idea here and turned it into something horrible.
Definitely a bad person.
I'm a bad person because I poisoned someone. Well, not allowed.
It wasn't really poisoning. She was fine after.
Yeah, but you didn't know that she was going to be fine.
Hang on, Scott. We had a private meeting before this where we were like, listen, we're just going to hear why people think that they're bad people and we're not going to make any judgment whatsoever. However, you are a cactus.
Why was she so bad to you?
So it began with basically when she used to cook, she would never ever use a chopping board. So she ruined our counters, so we incurred charges.
Hang on, so she chopped up chicken and stuff like that straight up on the worktop?
And she would never ever wipe it down as well.
I've seen people do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Straight on the worktop like that.
It was disgusting.
Yeah, I've seen it even happen on TV before, where it's like they're just straight on the surface chopping up the peppers there. Not okay. However, still not fine to poison somebody.
I know, but...
Never thought about it like that, have you?
No.
I'm not okay with this.
You, especially with the voice changer, sound like an extra sinister housemate, though.
Hello, I'm your flatmate.
Ask yourself this question, though. Do you feel that you went too far now, looking back?
Looking back at it, yes, I do, because I now live with someone who is confirmed lactose intolerant, so I feel terrible that I did do that. And I would never ever do it again.
Well, look, Scott, we did tell people to get in touch if they think that they've been bad people, and that's what's happened here.
And also, it does sound like you're sorry, Mark.
Well, I apologise, I'd like to apologise, actually, that I have done that. And to anyone out there who does suffer from it, I do apologise for them, because I bet they're thinking that this is an absolute hideous story.
Scott Mills.
Have you seen the pictures of Drake in McDonald's going around? Sorry, my voice just went.
Your voice completely failed.
Mate, it's like puberty.
Have you? Have I what?
Have you, though? Drake in McDonald's. It's amazing, right? So there's a picture of him. He's got two burly security guards in front of him.
Good use of burly.
Like blocking him. Anyway, it was rumoured that the people that served Drake got $10,000 each as a tip.
How many of them?
Two.
Two people.
So $20,000 he's tipped for, I'm guessing, a Happy Meal or two. But anyway, it's turned out it wasn't...
Drake wouldn't be allowed a Happy Meal, would he?
Why not?
Because not a child.
You can have a Happy Meal if you're an adult as well.
I didn't know that.
Adults are allowed to be happy too.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just... Okay, fine.
So listen, $10,000 each. It seems like a lot. It was a lot. Turned out it's not true. He only tipped them $100 each.
Rubbish.
But people are saying he only tipped them $100 each. That's a huge amount.
What was the original amount?
10,000.
That's what I expect.
Scott Mills.
Robin Maidstone, are you sure at the age of 26 you should still be having Happy Meals?
Probably not. I had a few looks when I ordered it.
What were the toys saying last night?
The toy was a Pokemon flipper disc thing.
Okay, have you played with it?
Yeah, guilty.
Of course, you'll always give it a little go. Why wouldn't you get the Happy Meal? Well, I suppose the food's a bit too small. But then I suppose you can always get a couple, double the happiness, right?
Well, no, I actually got the Happy Meal because I'm meant to be on a diet and I thought it'd be a good substitute, but I'm probably totally wrong.
Yeah, I mean, if you're on a diet, generally going to that place is probably... I mean, you could have a salad or whatever. They do those now.
No, I hear you. You could have a salad or a Happy Meal. It's about the same, isn't it?
I just thought it would be smaller, so it's a bit healthier, but my logic is probably totally wrong.
It's good. It's the Alan Sugar diet, isn't it? It's like eat with a tiny fork.
Yeah, he does that. And look at him. What a trim dude he is. I've never had one, and I feel like I'm really being left out of things here.
It's probably just worth it for the toy, to be fair.
You've
for
never
5 minutes
had a Happy Meal?
No, I said that last half hour.
Sorry, that passed me by. You've never had one.
That was the main point of it.
You've
never had
a party. You've never had one.
No. I've had one of their birthday parties, but when I was 30. Real.
That's amazing.
They actually opened the local branch for me.
I'm going to get you a Happy Meal then.
Yeah, I organised it with them. Face painting was all on.
Scott Mills.
The 1975, It's Not Living If It's Not With You on BBC Radio 1. Remember, I'm here with the official chart tomorrow from 4. My guest will be Normani, off of Sam Smith and Normani, used to be in Fifth Harmony, who Sam Smith told me last week his favourite ever girl group, even more than the Saturdays.
Really?
Although he did enjoy the Saturdays, which when I told Miller King, she obviously went crazy for.
I can't get it out of my head with the name Normani. You know, sometimes if you get an aftershave in a club.
No, it's not
no
that.
Armani, no Normani.
No, it's not that. That's definitely not going to be my opening question. Find out what it is tomorrow from 4 on the official chart. Grimmy's up at 4 with Mabel on the show today. Last week on this show, we had Sigrid, one of our fave pop stars, and we got her to do her go-to karaoke classic.
He took the midnight train going anywhere.
Surprisingly, she was quite good at it.
Scott Mills.
So what's going on? Is there a Friday podcast now? Because people are asking me.
Yes. All right. Yeah, I don't want to cause some kind of uprising about the Friday podcast. We didn't put much in it last week.
Why?
Well, it wasn't my fault, actually. Producer Will was... he'd had a big night out the night before.
Excellent.
We explained all of this on last Friday's podcast. So, yeah, tomorrow it'll be back fully girthy and everything. It'll be massive. Massive, mate.
Going to be massive. And I'll be here for the official chart from 4 on Radio 1 tomorrow with Normani.
Scott Mills.